This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a new show airing on ABC tomorrow night that is going to make you laugh quite a bit, probably, and also probably make you think a little bit, too. It's called Blackish, about an upper-middle-class African-American family. And that's the hook, that the dad is worried his family isn't black enough anymore, just black-ish, growing up in upper-middle-class white America. Kenya Barris is the show's creator. Larry Wilmore, late of The Daily Show, is an executive producer. Guys, it's good to have you on the program.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Kenya Barris, tell me, would you, why you went the way you did in creating the show? I mean, it is drawn from your own life a little bit, isn't it?
It is. It comes from directly from my life. My wife is, she's a doctor. We have five kids. Kind of came from humble beginnings and pulled ourselves up and then looked around at who our kids were and looked around at our friends' kids and kept having that same conversation that over and over we didn't really recognize the life that they were living compared to the life we were living.
Yeah.
And it sort of inspired, you know, a lot of thought and conversation and made me want to put it on paper.
Larry Wilmore, what was it that appealed to you about this project?
Well, I told Kenya when I read it, he had me at page one.
Yeah.
There was content in the show that I felt hadn't been on television in a long time. And the fact that he was so honest about race, it wasn't a family that happened to be black. It's like, oh, no, we're black.
Right, right.
This is an issue today. And I love that about it. I told him immediately. I didn't even have to get to page two. I was on board.
Well, and that's the riff through this whole thing, right? I mean, not to give it all away, but the dad is very concerned about his kids and the family losing the identity, and it becomes the gag. But it, you know, in a way, really, Kenya, it's pointed humor. You're definitely saying something here.
Yeah, well, hopefully we're saying something we wanted to. I mean, we're living in a world now where if you're from Middle America or you're from, you know, you're Asian or Latino or whatever, everyone sort of has someone in their family who is trying to hold on to those ways of the old, you know. But at the same time, you're raising kids in this homogenized sort of new society. But we wanted to speak specifically to our character's point of view, Dre. Mm-hmm. And we thought that adding the actual element of the generational conflict with his father being there,
yeah,
who at the same time had those same experiences with him feeling differently, made it universal in that aspect.
Will you be satisfied, though, Kenya, if you've got me, a white guy sitting on his couch laughing, but maybe not people of color laughing?
Well, I'll be satisfied. I mean, I think we're doing the best that we can. So from that aspect, we are, I think, proud in the effort that we've put forth. But I mean, ultimately, we want to be a comedy. So yeah, we want everyone to laugh and we want to feel like, you know, we are hitting those notes, and I think we do. But
and based on our screenings in front of black audiences, we don't think that's going to be a problem.
I think we're okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you know,
they're right.
I think you see some of the comments, and you may think, but I think context is everything. I think the biggest issue has been our title, but I think context is everything. When you actually see the show, you're like, oh,
yeah,
I get it.
I think it totally makes sense. Larry Wilmore, comedy is a good way to take on pointed topics, right? Is that part of what appealed to you about this?
Absolutely, completely. I mean, there are many comedies on television today, but I couldn't think of any that take on any topics of any social or political relevance, you know, outside of, you know, something like The Daily Show or those late night shows. So it was refreshing to see a comedy that did it. I grew up on those type of comedies.
It's actually interesting that Larry is doing the Minority Report now because it's like the next just logical evolution.
Yeah, it's going to be Larry's show taking over for the Colbert Report, right? In what, next year sometime, right, Larry?
I won't even say taking over. He's taking the Colbert Report slot, but
correct,
it's like a completely
different
show.
That's right. That is true. That is true. Fair enough.
Just like Black-ish isn't taking over Neighbors. Taking over their slot. Well, we had aliens next door to us. Now it's black people. All right.
Give me the elevator pitch, Kenya. When you went to ABC or whoever you went to first, what was the pitch?
Where everyone's taught to give your kids more than you had, but that comes at a price. And what is that price?
Yeah. And honestly, I mean, in 22 minutes, you guys got at living the American dream. You got at wealth and economics, right? You got at upward mobility. You got at expectations and diversity. The question then is, how does this sustain through a 22-episode season that television does?
Well, carefully.
Yes. And you broaden out that conversation. I mean, race is just one part of it. It really is a cultural conversation.
Absolutely.
That takes on many forms, whether it's about, you know, a girl dealing with being a teenage girl, you know, all kinds of issues. A father talking to his kid about sex in a different way from his cultural point of view. So it's all kinds of issues.
Dealing with a working, you know, one of the big stories that we tell is talks about, you know, my wife's a doctor, and in our show, Andre's wife is a doctor, and when you have a woman who has a very high profile and high paying job, the idea of her coming home and starting her second job at home as mom and caretaker sort of takes a different shift.
You know, so that's the one thing that I was going to call you guys on. There are a couple of shots in this pilot that I saw where the dad comes home from work and the mom, who's a respected surgeon or whatever the heck it is in the kitchen making dinner. And that just, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that was a little stereotypical right there.
But it's not. It
happens in my house every day.
It's very real. In fact, we have an episode where we deal with that exact issue.
Absolutely. He wants credit for putting dishes in the dishwasher.
Oh,
and
no,
she calls
you can't
him
answer
on
that.
She's
yeah,
like,
that's, no.
Dude, you want credit for putting this cup from here to there.
Right.
And I talked, yeah. I had an intubation. I did 3 C-sections. I had a emergency surgery. And then I came home and did homework and made lunches and made dinner. And now you want credit for dishwasher. And it's, you know, that's the interesting thing about mm-hmm. modern relationships yeah. are, you know, you still have to be mom. You know, and you still have to, and the role of mom doesn't change, and the role of dad has traditionally been you're the breadwinner. And so Andre has to sort of realize that that has to take a little bit of different approach in their home.
Yeah. Larry Wilmore, you are not going to be able to stick around being the showrunner for this thing because you've got this new gig going. I imagine that bums you out a little bit.
Absolutely. I mean, when you do shows like this, you form a family very instantly, and you fall in love with the characters and all that stuff. So,
and he's not gone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's true.
He's just not here every day.
Fair enough.
Very true.
Kenya Barris and Larry Wilmore. The show is called Blackish. It airs on ABC. The premiere is, what, the 24th, right? Guys, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
You.